Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Well, I called last night. Nobody called me back, which the lady said they would. You guys put this Wi-Fi in my house. I thank God the guys didn't leave that day because they had to keep coming back in because the TV wasn't working. Well, yesterday it didn't work all day. Today it's not working all day today. And it was fine when I had Spectrum. And then I thought you guys were better.
Well, we are better.
I know,
However,
but it's.
has your Archtop internet service worked at all?
Yeah, it says that it's on full power. I checked it on my TV and it said it's full.
What I would recommend, if you can try while you have me on the phone, if you could unplug your modem, leave the modem unplugged for about a minute, and then plug it back in and let it reboot up.
The one by my TV or the one that's in the other room with the digital stuff on it.
The box that broadcasts your Wi-Fi signal.
Okay, that's in the other room. Okay, let me
Okay, I
go
can
to
wait while you do that if you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah, because I haven't been able to watch TV, and the lady says, oh, they'll call you back. And I waited up, not up all night, but I slept with my phone, and nobody called me.
I apologize, ma'am.
Now, you don't mess with any streaming, do you?
You can use our internet services to stream any video services that you'd like.
That's what I thought. But, all right, so which one do I unplug? Oh, from the big tall thing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, it's out.
Okay, leave it unplugged. I'll tell you when to plug it back in.
All right, that's looked like a cable box. I mean, like a telephone thing, right? On the end.
Yes, it would have a something
Yeah.
that looks like a telephone cord plugged
Yeah.
into it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I unplugged.
Okay, excellent. And it won't be too much longer.
Okay, it's all right.
Okay, you can go ahead and plug it back in.
Okay. Hey, back in.
All right, now we want to wait and let it reboot and connect back to the network.
Okay.
And are the little lights blinking on it?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. And are the lights turning green or blue?
No, yellow.
Yellow so far. Okay, it's still attempting to connect with the network. Any green lights as of yet, or blue lights?
No.
So they're just staying yellow?
Yeah, that's what they were since I've got it. They're always yellow.
Okay, so there may be a bigger problem at hand. Let's see here. Oh. And what is the last name associated with your account?
Rouger, R-O-U-G-I-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And the first name?
Deborah, D-E-B-R-A.
Thank you. And let's see here. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
845-905-5861.
Okay, that's 845-905-5861. And let's see here. So you haven't had any internet connection since the guys installed your internet?
Right. That night I watched TV, and then yesterday morning it kept saying no something, and it kept going around in circles. I could not get no TV since yesterday. And today is my big day with my football.
So you were able to use the internet for some period of time after it was installed, but for whatever reason, you lost connection and haven't been able to get, you know, to regain connection since.
On the TV. My Alexa works, and that's got to do with the internet. My phone works with the internet. The TV.
Okay, so can you connect any of your devices to the Wi-Fi now and use the internet?
Let me look at my phone. It's coming up on my phone, the internet.
So the internet is working on Wi-Fi on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to go into your settings on your TV?
Oh.
Because now it sounds like it's not an issue with your archtop fiber internet. It's an issue with your it's something to do with the TV.
Yeah, because they came in. Thank God they didn't leave that morning, because I had to go out there and tell them the TV's not working. So they came in four or five times before they left.
Okay.
All right. Go to settings.
Go to your settings, and then you want to go to your network settings.
Go to network.
Yes, ma'am. And then do you have an option to connect to a network?
Yeah, yours is right on top.
Okay, you want to try to connect to that network.
It's connected, it says.
Okay. Then can you try to watch TV?
Yeah, that's where I got to get out, right, and watch TV.
Yes, ma'am. You'd have to get out of the settings so you can go back to where you can, you know, choose the streaming service that you're using, and then, you know, choose some programming and try to stream it on the TV. It shouldn't be a problem.
Yep, keeps going around in circles. I don't. Oh, my TV. It says an error occurred. HTTP data source.
Can you try a different streaming service?
Oh.
Like maybe typically TVs have YouTube automatically built in. If you could just try to bring up YouTube on the TV.
Okay. All right. YouTube. Well, you have to download that?
I mean, you can if you need to. I mean, if you don't already have it installed on your TV, I mean, they typically come pre-installed with it. But if yours did not, you could go ahead and download it. It's really a small file.
Okay.
And it's nice to have, really. It is nice to have. There's lots of really great content on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can also look up... maybe it's maybe it's the holidays, and you want to look up how to make the most delicious pumpkin pie. And I'm sure there's probably a million videos on YouTube about how to make the most delicious pumpkin pie, or you know, just whatever you want to do. You can learn how to do almost anything just from watching videos on YouTube.
Right.
And then there's also plenty of great content that's just very entertaining, educational, informative. Also, there's, you know, funny content. There's just pretty much anything you can imagine that's not explicit. You can find it on YouTube.
Right. So just push anything on YouTube?
Yeah, sure. If you just see if you can get a video to play.
All right. I'm trying.
Okay. Just any video. Because that'll let you know if your TV is getting a good Wi-Fi signal, if it's able to play, you know, videos from YouTube.
Right.
And then that'll let you know if it might be a problem with the other application that you were trying to use. But if it downloaded YouTube, then that says that your TV is getting an internet connection because it was able to download the app, because that requires an internet connection.
Why can't I go down and put button space?
Take your time.
What is happening here with me? Maybe it's, I don't know. Everything keeps telling me to sign in.
Does it give you the option to skip that?
Yeah.
Okay, skip it. Because it wants you to sign in so that it can personalize what you're watching based on your account information. But if you can skip all that and just watch YouTube as a guest, it's perfectly fine.
Why isn't it not letting me watch it?
Did you click on a video?
I'm trying to find, it won't, like, my remote is, like, not letting me go watch it. What is happening here?
Maybe it's taking a second for it to load, and that's why your remote's not working. I don't know.
Oh. Wow. It should work.
Yes, ma'am. That's what we would typically expect.
Yeah. Oh, but I guess not with me.
Well, I don't think it's you. I think it's an issue with the technology. Not your fault.
Yeah.
And if you have to, you can always exit out of the YouTube app and then go back into it, if that might solve the issue.
Let's see, it's showing Netflix.
Do you have a subscription? Do you have a subscription to Netflix?
No, I'm seeing if it...
Oh.
Oh, yeah. See, it's
I'm just trying
telling
to...
me prices.
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to see if any other streaming app works on the TV. Because if another streaming app works on the TV, that means, if you've downloaded YouTube on the TV, that means the TV's got an internet connection. But we want to see if it can stream video to make sure that the signal is strong enough for it to be able to handle streaming, which it really doesn't require much powerful of an internet connection to stream video and up to high definition. If you go beyond high definition, it requires a little bit more internet bandwidth, a little better signal strength, but just for regular high definition, it doesn't require that much.
Right. I just got storage unit on an app.
So you got a video to play from an application?
Yeah, it was from... It says Storage Wars.
Oh, that's a very good show. I don't know if you've ever seen it. But
yeah,
it's
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's a really cool one. I used to watch that, but that's good that you were able to get the video, streaming. That indicates that video streaming is possible with the television, with your internet connection. So
right.
I wonder what the issue is with whatever app it was that you were using to try to watch whatever
right.
You typically watch football with. Could you go back to that and see if it maybe it works now? Because we verified that your TV is connected to the Wi-Fi, it has an internet signal, and it can stream video, all of which means that your internet connection is good.
Let's see. Yeah, here's my football.
Okay, fingers crossed that this works. Because I want you to be able to see your football today. I know you're looking forward to it.
Nope, there's my error. Wow.
And what application is it that you use to watch your football?
The NFL Network.
Okay, is NFL Network experiencing issues? Let's see what the internet says. It says there's no current problems with NFL Network. I can only think that maybe I could have one of our technicians contact you at most, because they wouldn't have to go out to you. I don't think they'd have to go out to your home for this particular issue. Let's see here. Let's see here.
I mean, I called last night, too, because whatever he wrote down for my Wi-Fi, I don't understand what it is. If it's a 1 or an I, and I can't set up my ring outside because it keeps saying my password is wrong.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. So you need assistance with connecting your ring to your TV, to your Wi-Fi.
No, I know how to do it. I just don't understand the letters he written down.
Okay, you need assistance with your password.
To tell me what he wrote down. It's everything I try to put in, like his writing, it says it's not my password.
Is it the password for your Wi-Fi password?
Yeah.
That's on the bottom of your modem. It's either on the back or on the bottom of that device that you unplugged. So if you want to take a look at that, you can take a look at that.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Here, I've been looking. Where's my card? See if it matches the card.
Let's see here.
Wow. It doesn't match what he wrote down.
That's very strange. Because that should be the password that would be required to connect to that device.
Wow. Holy shit, I got the wrong thing. No wonder I can't get nothing.
Maybe the technician set you a different password.
Well, we were trying to set up my one from Verizon. I mean, Spectrum. And that didn't let it go through.
Oh, okay.
Let me see the other box, see what that one says.
Okay.
But that box doesn't match up. All right, that one matches.
Okay.
4, 6, 8, 2, 3, 1. Okay. All right, I can get it from that one. I didn't know if that was an I or a U or.
Oh, okay. Well, let me reach out to one of our technicians and see if maybe he can troubleshoot with you over the phone. If he has a minute, and I would ask that you please hold, okay?
Yes.
All right, and I thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. Please hold.